It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Greg Bredard joins Felger and Maz every Tuesday at 2 during Patriot season. Now, back to Toucher and Rich, a 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hit the mute button, Jay. All right. I'll disable once and allow one more time. Jay?
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Brandon, was that you that disabled Jay's question?
No, I did everything right, for the record.
That was a pretty good move. Good. All right, Jay, I guess we'll let you ask a question. Or maybe not. Brandon.
What the f***?
There you go. We can hear you now, Jay.
Loud and clear on that.
Was that the question you had for me?
Every time I first see that mute button, it just doesn't...
You're on, Jay.
All right. We're going to wrap it up right there. Thanks, Coach.
All right, see you. Got to hit the mute button, Jay.
.985, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich, it's profoundly sad.
Profoundly
that you're
sad.
Allowed to swear in this right. time with everything that's going on in the world. Swear on a right. phone call. Profoundly sad. Not just sad, profoundly sad. Stupid Peter King. Now I'm going to be bothered all day by him. That's not sober thinking, Fred.
I think that is sober thinking, Fred.
It's not sober thinking. Got to go to 85 more group therapy sessions. Kyle Draper covers the Celtics for NBC Sports Boston, which will have pregame, halftime, and postgame coverage of tonight's Celtics Heat Game 5 on NBC Sports Boston. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Kyle Draper, hello.
What is up, fellas? How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well. I like tuning in after the games to you guys. I like to see Scalabrine yelling and screaming, and then Kendrick Perkins, who happens to be on TV right now on another network. Living
now he's from his coffin now, though. When he's on with you guys, it looks like he's in a massive coffin.
No, now he looks like he's in a women's bathroom, a very fancy restaurant.
I was just going to say, some massage deal. No, it's like a waiting room.
Like, it's how the Ritz-Carlton, I imagine, yeah. the women's bathroom to look.
That's
like,
right, with, yeah.
Like gold couches and...
Powder room type thing, yeah.
He's a man of great taste.
And you guys have had some disagreements too. Like, that's part of it. I'll tune in, and the chances that you, Kyle, and Kendrick Perkins are yelling at each other is usually fairly high.
Yeah, and I don't understand why he keeps picking on me. It's almost like he's a big bully out there, right? You know, my job is to set the plate, set the table, and let him and Scala discuss. But you know, I fall for the banana in the tailpipe every single time. I can't just keep my mouth shut. You know, I can't just let him say what he has to say and move on. I always got to fall for it, and then we get into some big argument. But I'll tell you what, after the shows, man, I'm worn out. You know, arguing with Scal and Perk, I mean, those two guys, it's like a 10-round fight.
Oh, sure. It's like, I should have said this to Perkins. That would have been really cool to put him in his place. Right. And then you know, Scal's jumping in.
Just call him ugly.
Seinfeld episode, right? Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Just go, you're ugly. Just everything he says to you, just go, well, at least I'm not ugly.
Do that.
Right.
He's not sitting in there with you. What's he going to do?
He's in he's in some women's bathroom.
Texas, right? I mean, he's in his coffin in Texas. He can't touch you.
Exactly. He's 2,000 miles away. Yeah.
So Kyle, we were talking about, and it was actually your colleague, Chris Forsberg, who broke down just how bad the Celtics have been in crunch time, being defined as, you know, with a score down to only like five points between the two teams with 5 minutes left in the game. And, I mean, they're really bad. Like, Tatum's 1-for-9, and I think that their plus-minus is between Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Like, they're like minus 23. What can this team do to stop those woes in the end of games where they just can't close things out?
Well, first of all, you know, I know Danny Ainge mentioned this the other day and was asked this the other day about, you know, who's your playoff closer? Who's your late-game closer? They sort of don't have one. It's sort of closer by committee. And when you look at, you know, most great teams, and this is something I talked with Doc Rivers years ago about, guys, you want your best player with the ball in his hands making the decision. And who's that best player? Is it Tatum? Well, he's only in his third year. And so you're going to have some growing pains. But you're right. I mean, they've been bad. You can't have 7 turnovers in a fourth quarter of an Eastern Conference Finals game and expect to win. And so I don't want to say that these guys aren't mentally tough or they're you know, shrinking from the moment, because we've seen them, you know, even last game try to come back and nearly pull it off. And so it's just a lack of focus mentally, I guess. They let their guard down just a little bit. They get careless with the ball. And what happens with young teams is they don't understand that your time is now. Nothing is guaranteed. You're not guaranteed to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. And so you have to, you know, value and treasure every single possession. And that's something they're not doing right now.
All right, let's talk about coaching. You know, Brad Stevens has been sold as someone that players would go out of their way to play for. He's been sold as a brilliant coach. Obviously, he's had a lot of success. But here we go. In the Toronto series, it wasn't obvious that he was, you know, playing games. And then here in this series, you could make the argument that he's being outcoached. How much of these problems they're having is due to coaching?
Well, you know, I think Brad deserves his share of blame, but, you know, there's enough blame to go around. We can blame the players. We can blame Brad. We can also blame Danny Ainge. I think one of the biggest failures that we've seen from the Celtics this season is how to manage the big man rotation. I mean, Robert Williams will play one game, then he won't play for two games. We'll see Enes Kanter one game. We'll see Grant Williams. And so the inability to figure out, you know, your rotation, especially when it comes to the big guys, I think is a big problem for the Celtics. Now, who does that fall on? Is that Brad? You know, if he doesn't have any consistent bigs off the bench, you know, how is he supposed to manage that? Is it Danny for not going out there and improving the roster? And so definitely, you know, Brad gets some blame, especially think about it, guys. You know, Miami's been running a lot of zone. You know, the inability to attack the zone on a consistent basis. Is that players? Is that coaching? You know, they both go into that. And so Brad deserves his share of the blame. So does Danny, and so does the players.
Okay, so I know he didn't have the greatest of games in his second game back, but his first game back, Hayward looked pretty good. He was able to play a lot of minutes, and I know that everyone talks about that being the best five lineup. Do you think there'll be any consideration tonight, or do you see the value in potentially starting that five and having Smart come off the bench?
Well, that's a great question, you know, because...
That's all I asked there, Kyle. Come on, man.
I know, exactly, man. You must have went to school for this or something, man. This is A1 stuff, but... no,
he didn't graduate. He quit before he graduated.
Yeah, let's make sure we get that out.
I got a job in radio.
He does not have a college degree.
No, he didn't get a college degree.
Yeah, freshman English tripped him up. I understand that. So, no, that's a good question, but, you know, everybody talks about this best five lineup, but I don't think the best five lineup has been that good this series. Sure, they had a couple of moments in game three, but everybody pretty much played well in game number three. They went to it again in game four, and it didn't matter. They got beat badly on the glass on the offensive rebound. And so, you know, I like Marcus Smart in the starting lineup for defensive purpose. You know, they always say he's the heart and soul of the team. Well, you want to take the heart and soul of the team, the one guy that we know is going to at least compete hard. You know, I think having a great start is imperative tonight. And so I think I leave it the same. And you just got to ask more from Gordon Hayward off the bench. You got to ask more from Kemba Walker. I mean, guys just have to be better. I don't think it's a lineup change.
What do you do about Tyler Hero tonight? Do you pay special attention to him? Do you chalk it up to one of those out-of-body experiences? Or because there are so many other people that are dangerous around him, do you just leave him alone again?
Yeah, and I think that's what Miami wants you to do, right? Like, overcommit to Tyler Hero, and then that frees up Duncan Robinson and everybody else on the floor. Bam, out of bio, roll into the hole. And so what I expect to see is Jaylen Brown guard Tyler Hero when he comes in. Not necessarily Marcus Smart, because I think Marcus Smart will be on Dragic or whoever else is out there. But Jaylen Brown, and we saw it late in the game, and it wasn't effective, mind you, but I think Jaylen Brown, you know, will take it upon himself to try and match up with Tyler Hero tonight. And
why?
You know, that's because we saw Jaylen Brown last series take the challenge of Pascal Siakam and lock him down. I think Jaylen Brown has the size, strength, and move as well, and fight through screens. And so you do have two elite perimeter defenders, I think, Marcus Smart and Jaylen Brown. I'd rather have Jaylen Brown on it. I think Marcus is great and everything. I just feel like from a matchup standpoint, you know, I don't want necessarily Marcus Smart guarding Hero, getting into foul trouble. I just don't want to see that. I think Jaylen Brown can do a good job. But here's the thing about Miami. Tyler Hero was great. We know that. But they got six guys on that team that could get you 20 points on any given night. So it might not be Tyler Hero tonight. It might be Duncan Robinson's night. It might be Jay Crowder's night. It might be Jimmy Butler's, Dragic. And so when we go back to coaching, that defensive in-game adjustment I want to see from Brad tonight too.
All right. So, go ahead.
So just real quick, I mean, looking at tonight and seeing what you've seen, and I just what's your prediction for this evening? Because I thought that in Game 4 they're going to have the same fire under their ass that they had in Game 3. Obviously, there's no excuse tonight for them not to. How do you see this shaking out, Kyle?
I don't have a good feeling about tonight, guys. I don't know. You know, it's hard to figure out this team, right? You would think, after Game 3, you know, they would be fired up. This will propel them. Now their backs are against the wall. But here is the thing that concerns me is, let's say Miami goes on an early 10-0 run. Do you start to think about the offseason? Do you start to think, if you're Gordon Hayward, I get to go see Robin and my newborn son? You know, do those thoughts creep into your mind? And so I think the early start of this game is going to be so important. And then can they keep it up for 48 minutes? And so I think they got an uphill climb tonight. Miami smells blood. And Miami has not played great this series, and that's what concerns me.
All right, Kyle Draper, watch the post game tonight on NBC Sports Boston, and we appreciate the time.
All right, fellas, thanks for having me.
All right, there you go, Kyle Draper. There you have it.
I do like that post game. I do enjoy the two of them yelling at each other.
I don't. So you want Jaylen Brown to check Hero, and one of the reasons is you don't want Smart to get in foul trouble?
Okay. I think you want. I like the other idea is you want Smart to check a guy like Dragic, who very quietly has been an assassin in this series.
Mm.
But again, with switching going on all over the place,
it's not like you're locked on a guy. Just I would think early in the game you'd want to send a statement to Hero. I know he's not in at the beginning of the game, but you would want him to make some sort of...
Not a clothesline, just a little bump. Make him feel you.
Don't let him dance around staring at the bench, getting hot. I mean, that matters. Yeah. I mean, he's 19, he's 20 years old. Don't let him feel like he can do whatever he wants. Make them pay.
Ainge in code yesterday was saying that, Fred. Remember, he was saying we had to get their body closer to him. Yeah. Isn't that one of those?
Well, he didn't want to, you know, go, hey, we're going to beat him up. Yeah, yeah. He wanted to be cool about it. All right, Rich. You know, since they are playing the Miami Heat, let's visit some more of these people from Florida. We had a gentleman on the other day that was talking about how he basically almost killed a man. And then got away on a slow-moving train.
Yeah.
Every word of that story sounded completely true. But there is a man who went out to Florida and just talked to people out in front of bars, and we'll have that.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Spring.
For you in just a moment.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and that is the band Fishbone. See them live. They're old, but they still got it, baby.
I'm reading the, excellent live.
Yeah, I'm reading the replies to the tweets from Peter King about how it's a profoundly sad that in this time of all the issues that are going on in the United States, that people are focused on the way Bill Belichick dressed at a press conference. And one of the people said, if I sit next to you on the plane, Peter, I'm ripping the biggest fart and I'm not going to feel bad about it. And someone responded to that saying, don't bring a hot dog on board. He will take it and ship it to Africa, which is his spinoff of his take about how the hot dog eating hot contest was profoundly sad because there's people starving. And those hot dogs obviously could have been used to. Shipped and used.
In a sea of bad takes, Peter King might own 90 of them, 90% of those things.
A vegan thing about the, you know, the slaughter of animals and the environmental impact of the meat industry. No, no. He'd use the very clever starving people as if that took away one morsel of food from someone starving in the world. He could have made a bunch of really woke comments that you could have actually made something factual out of.
Sure.
He could have, you know, done anything. But no. He went to the people are starving take, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So those hot dogs should have been shipped? What are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense. But there you go. There is the great Peter King. His whims as he sits on Twitter and thinks of the ills of the world and somehow focuses them on whatever crosses ESPN at that moment. All right, Rich, whatever crosses the people of Florida's minds at any moment is good for laughter. And that is because a lot of people in Florida have not evolved. They have, they're stuck in some kind of evolutionary purgatory where their rationale and their thinking patterns don't meet the most of the humans in 2020.
I will never forget the time we had Crash Clark's brother on the phone with us, and he allegedly dislodged his gun live on the air.
Allegedly, yeah.
Allegedly. Like, he was just like, hey, man, check this out. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, dude, if that is in Florida, I don't know what is.
Well, in fairness, he is a chef, so, I mean, he has to have his weapon.
Very important.
Does he have a samurai sword over his fireplace?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Of course he does.
Yes.
But Floridian doesn't.
Yeah, the minute he got money, he made his room into the greatest 1982 Hesher bedroom of all time.
It's like his own dojo. He probably calls it his dojo.
Yeah, this speaks to my love of all things Eastern, the philosophies of the samurai.
Oh, I know Dan O'Brien in the other room is nodding his head. He has spent many a weekend in Florida, Florida, which is
I left like all the inland. Samurai swords behind, yeah.
So, as I said the other day, I went just down a wormhole. It was just one went the next, and somehow I ended up on – I found this video where a guy just started videotaping and talking to people who are hanging outside – of this really cruddy bar. It's like a hole in the wall, the kind that has like almost no windows. And right next to it was like a laundromat. But he just started talking to these people who were going in and out of this bar. And I don't know if you want to just revisit that first one or you want to go on to the next. Because we've got there's plenty of. All right. First guy was a dude who just started bragging about like how he used to send his girl in there and, you know, to have guys hit on him. And then he would beat him up. And then he like basically almost murdered a dude and then got in a train. None of that actually happened.
No. All right, so here we go. These are more people, Rich.
This is a guy out in front of this bar. This gentleman, he is one of those people that's kind of built like a Hershey's Kiss. He's kind of, you know, stand there and just kind of starts up at the top and goes, bloop, and then, you know, he's got the legs.
Yeah.
This man has seen a lot of Triumph shows. He's probably a big fan of Fog Hat. And he's hanging out in front of this place telling you that, listen, he knows the secret to life.
I do what I want, when I want. Take two naps, three naps a day if I want. Early morning nap, late morning nap, early evening nap. You know.
I'm a regular Garfield. America.
Yep.
I like to take cat naps. What can I tell you? I hate Mondays. I just sleep through them. I'm like Ziggy. I went to the complaints department, and they started making fun of me. They said I was too short. I have fun.
That's basically what we do. We have a good time. But not everybody can do that. You know, sometimes even down here, for the first few years, first probably 10 years I was down here, I got wrapped up in the rat race just like everybody else does. You know, anywhere else in the world, in the country. But then finally I started saying, you know what, I came down here for a reason. I'm going to start living it.
That's right.
L-I-V-I-N.
Yep.
Start living it by sleeping.
Yep. I'm going to live this life. I took all my money and bought a bunch of blacklight posters and put them in the van. I had a compass that was telling me where to go.
Some people get caught up in the rat race of getting paychecks.
Take two naps, three naps a day if I want.
Yeah,
that's
you know, just one time I was scheduled for the open heart surgery, and I said, you know what, I don't feel like doing surgery today.
And by the way, I love when someone's walking in the bar in the background, Barracuda by Heart is still playing somewhere in the world.
Yeah, it's just on loop.
Like, if you're in a bar that's playing Barracuda by Heart, someone's going to get stabbed.
For a band with four boobs, they sure could rock. Ooh, Barracuda, don't mind if I do. Hell, she got fat, but I wouldn't say no.
Kick her out of bed for a bag of snacks. So there's a...
I'd let her sleep next to me on my next nap, if you know what I'm saying.
So there is this guy, and this is, okay, to me, just from, you know, Fred, you and I both know this, there's really not many more people that are uncomfortable to be around than the happy guy who at the turn of the dime wants to kill you.
Yep, that's they're a range of emotions. They are hot and cold. They run hot and cold.
That is just, I mean, I got to think the percentage of those gentlemen in Florida are higher than probably any other hot zone in the country.
Yeah.
But they found him, and it wasn't tough, and here he is.
Come on, big dude. You might be a big dude. And I tell you what, and I like to throw these motherfuckers right here. I love to throw these jokers right down. And there ain't nobody is going to whip me. You know what I'm
saying? Listen to all the cool like cars in the background. Just metal on metal everywhere you go.
It's like
oil is for suckers.
I know. Oil is for suckers. Every engine's in the red.
I'm not giving Saddam Hussein 1 cent. I'll tell you what, Mopar, please.
And I like to throw these motherfuckers right here. I love to throw these jokers right down. and there ain't nobody is going to whip me. You know what I'm saying? I love to make people bleed. And I was born and raised in Christmas, Florida.
Hell yeah. Oh,
where's that? Bustling metropolis.
Christmas,
Bragger.
Florida. Yeah, boy.
It's the reason why Jesus disappeared. He came down here and said, no, thank you.
Not long for this world.
My father made a mistake.
It's called Christmas, Florida, because we all sleep outside. And none of us have shoes.
What a shock.
And we find our ways by following the stars.
A central part of the state. What an upset.
Well, it's beautiful. Just like the Christmas story, three wise men bring us many, many things to sniff.
Instead of sleeping next to farm animals.
instead of frankincense, I'll take myself a nice bottle of modern glue. Thank you, old wise one.
And I was born and raised in Christmas, Florida. There ain't nothing scares me. There are gators, snakes.
Oh, hell yeah. Listen to that four-cylinder purr. That is just, that is a guy in a mini bike with a lawnmower engine. Listen to that nice, like, tinny high motor rev.
Right. It's like the red.
Yeah. Just listen. There's no bass to it. It's just that, crap engine.
There ain't nothing scares me. There are gators, snakes, nothing. There ain't nothing gonna bother me. Either you, buddy. I will get a hold of your ass too.
By the way, I mean, that is, if that isn't just everything that is Florida,
there's gators, snakes, nothing.
That's a damn crotch rocket is what that is. He's off again.
There's gators, snakes.
Missing the part of it where the guy hits the parked car and goes flip it over it 20 times.
He hits the guy with the brass knuckles running to the train to escape the scene of the crime.
I'm off. I gotta go do wheelies in front of Pam's house and let her know I love her.
There, gator, snakes.
Billy won't do. Billy can't do no wheelies. I'm doing wheelies out in front of your house to impress you.
That actually happened.
Oh, yeah?
I was at a friend of the family's house when I was a kid, and this guy was, like, obsessed with their daughter, and he kept going by doing wheelies in front of the house on a motorcycle.
So he said that engine was Eck leaving the bar with the Belladucci twins.
Oh, hell, I wouldn't waste my dune buggy ride on the Belladucci twins. I saved that for the Flagahorn quadruplets.
And then this gentleman, right, the Flagahorn?
Yes.
Are they Icelandic? Flagahorn? Like, what are we doing here?
Whatever country. I'll tell you what, whatever country produces the biggest jugs, I don't know if it's Iceland or Thailand. All I know is I got myself more than a handful four times. The Flagahorn quadruplets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eck, lucky, lucky.
Then this last gentleman.
I don't even know if they're related, but hell, they're all brunettes.
They're twins to me.
They're twins to me.
And the twins.
And twins.
And so finally, just a gentleman short and sweet who might have actually come up with the tagline for Florida.
The good thing to do in Florida, stay out of trouble. Well, they say, come on vacation, leave on probation.
Oh, yeah. That's actually pretty cool.
It's actually, I want that shirt.
Pretty cool.
They're gators, snakes, nothing.
Yeah, keep messing with those gators. See where that gets you. Keep getting drunk and screw with the Gators.
That's right. Just said that once a game down there. It's the national pastime.
Yeah.
The state pastime.
Nothing bad will happen. All right, Rich, what do we got coming up?
I do what I want when I want.
I do what I want when I want. What we got coming up? There's sure a lot of points being scored in the NFL. We have details on the first live Saturday Night Live episode since the pandemic. And when Tyson comes back next month from the 80s, he is bringing someone with him.
All right, we will have that here, the headline.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is the home of the game.
Patriots!
And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Stack, stack, stack it up. Stack, stack, stack it up. Stack, stack, stack it up. Stack, stack, stack it up.
985, the Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich. John, who is this brought to us by?
It's brought to us by Window Nation. It's their buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments, and 0% financing for 12 full months. Check them out at windownation.com.
All right, Rich, what's going on?
Well, I was about to say, if you're wondering why fantasy scores are through the roof, it's because more points and more touchdowns have been scored in the first 2 weeks of this season than in any opening 2 weeks in NFL history. So far, NFL teams have scored a combined total of 1,611 points. That breaks the previous record of 1,556 that were scored in the first 2 weeks of the 2012 season. And over the 32 games, it works out to 1.7 points per game higher than the previous record. NFL teams have also scored a combined 186 touchdowns this season. That breaks the record of 174. It just, to me, sounds like the preseason was obviously way more important for defenses, because it sounds like right now offenses are way ahead of all of that. So,
well, the Jets,
on top of that,
30 of those points. So their groundbreaking offense has really got off to a good start.
The other thing I think you can look at, and I think we mentioned this at the beginning of the week, was that the refs are calling fewer penalties, particularly offensive holding penalties, and I think there's even like a couple more that there's a significant drop. I've seemed to have noticed that. That seems like the games – I haven't – put it this way. Of all the games that I've watched, I wasn't screaming at my television going, God, what are we doing here, as much as I remember doing in years past. But maybe that's the reason why as well. So a lot of points being scored this season and a lot of people racking it in when it comes to their fantasy teams. Well, it looks like Saturday Night Live is going to be returning live for the first time since the pandemic on October the 3rd. If you remember, they did a couple of those pre-recorded ones where they recorded skits from their homes and did those socially distanced episodes. Well, it looks like they are getting a big warehouse and somehow are going to try to perform in a way that safe for everyone, but they can still do it live in the same spot. And now it has been announced that the first host for this season is Chris Rock, of course, once again, a cast member since back, 1993? Yeah. I think that's when he ended up leaving the show.
He didn't leave. He got fired. But
yeah, he was with that crew that was like he was fired with Sandler and Spade, and that they just basically flushed almost everyone that was on that cast. And I think Will Ferrell came in almost immediately after
it's
that,
the
right?
The worst rated cast in the history of SNL in terms of television eyes on the prize.
That's crazy. And it, yeah. I mean, just that. So the last year of Sandler was the worst rated that they've ever had?
Yep. That was the worst rated cast they've ever had. Was the wow. Worse than the Charles Rocket cast that,
I was just
that came
say,
in 1980.
The crew that replaced the originals.
Yes, you had a Gilbert
well
Godfrey.
Yeah.
You had a Charles Rocket.
Is that Kazurinsky?
Robert Downey
part of that?
Jr.?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Robert Downey Jr.?
No. That was 5 years later.
Kazurinsky, who always acted
was
with the monkeys and the chimps.
The girl from Dream On, the little secretary from Dream On.
Really?
His receptionist was on that cast.
I watched that Showtime Brian Ben vehicle.
If you remember the television show Schitt's Creek, the woman who owned the clothing store where Daniel Levy worked was also a member of that cast of Saturday Night Live,
I
do recall.
I did not know that. I still got that's in my short list of books that I want to read is that Live from New York. My wife keeps bugging me because she said it's one of the best oral histories that she's ever read. Mm. She loved it. It looks like the entire cast from last season is returning this year. And also, as been mentioned before, Jim Carrey has been cast to play Joe Biden, and Maya Rudolph is going to return to come back as Kamala Harris.
You know who else was on that 1980 cast? Julia Louise Dreyfus was not on that cast, but she came
She
later.
Was in the Robert Downey Jr. year, I think.
No, she was before that. She was on with Eddie Murphy. The 80 cast, Denny Dillon, who is Denny Dillon is the woman from Dream On.
Oh, is it? I didn't put that together. Okay.
I believe. I might be wrong. She was part of that Godspell cast that had Martin Short and Eugene Levy and the Toronto Godspell cast that became SCTV. Anybody?
Oh, no.
No comedy nerds here?
No, I didn't know that.
Okay.
Well, it looks like this fight that's going to be happening November 28th, Mike Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr., they just got a celebrity to host the fight. And Fred, he's going to be coming wearing Z-Cavs. Mario Lopez will be your host for the event.
All right.
So you know it's a serious thing.
How much?
I don't know how much. They haven't announced it yet.
$1,000? That's fair.
He will be at the fight venue, hosting remotely, and production is already taking steps to make sure that this thing goes off without a hitch. And, I mean, I've seen all these videos that have been released where, you know, Mike Tyson still looks like he could just destroy someone. But, man, I'm just going to, like, you don't need that guy to fight again. Like, it's...
Do you hear what Roy Jones said about this? A couple of weeks ago, Roy Jones like, I'm not sure this is a good idea. Because Roy Jones is walking in there thinking, okay, it's going to be like a charity thing or, you know, it's just going to be an exhibition. And the people who sanctioned this fight were like, you know, you're not supposed to knock people out. You're just supposed to exhibit your boxing skills. Tyson's coming to knock him out. That and Roy Jones is like, I'm 50 or 55. I don't need this anymore. Maybe I shouldn't get involved.
Do you know what fight is also on that bill? You know that guy, Jake Paul, the YouTube internet guy? You know, the guy
I love him.
Yes, I do know him.
But I don't care about Jake Paul, but you know who he's fighting? Nate Robinson.
Oh, good. I look forward to that fake animosity between the two of them. Animosity between the two.
I don't know how tall Jake Paul is, but I know that he towers over Nate Robinson. So I don't quite understand how that's something that could be sanctioned, and I'm sure they don't care about that. They just
Jake
want
Paul's,
eyes.
Jake Paul's antics make me hate him, which makes me want to see him get beat up, which makes me want to give him money. It all works out beautifully. I hate him so much. Here's a bunch of money. I want to see you get hit. In a fight
that you guys really don't care about. Well, that's pretty much every Floyd Mayweather fight, I think. Most people say that. I hate the guy. I want to see him
get hit.
At
least he's a tactician. I mean, he's exceptionally boring to watch box, but at least he is good at what he does.
So, John, I know you are a massive Game of Thrones fan. Yeah. Well, the HBO a couple of years ago, remember, like right when before the last season started, was talking about, hey, we want to keep this thing going and do some spinoffs.
Unless
Game
Fatso wrote it, I don't want to hear about it.
Unless
it's part of the books.
Writing this. It might be the ones you can never finish. For
George R.R. Martin, is that who it is?
Yes, it's John Stone in the Case of the Missing Little Rascal.
Well, this is
someone at Denny's put it by the kitchen.
He is a Jets fan as well.
He is. He's a big man. Jets fan. That's why he can't write. He's constantly depressed.
There was going to be two different Game of Thrones spinoffs. Man. One was a prequel that was set thousands of years before Stannis corrected Davos on his grammar, chronicling the world's descent of the golden age of heroes into its darkest hour.
It's just Adam's
flying around the universe.
It was going to be called The Long Night, and what was amazing about this is they spent a ton of money, and they got some, you know, decent-sized stars like Naomi Watts. You know Naomi Watts, who's been in a ton of movies, and she was one of the stars of it. And there were, like, even pictures that had leaked from it, and then HBO apparently watched the first several episodes and went, nope, this sucks. Mm-hmm. So Naomi, and they canceled it. I mean, after spending all that money and doing all of that, so Naomi Watts was doing an interview recently with Collider Magazine and was asked, hey, what happened there? Like, what's going on? She goes, it's funny because I have an Instagram account. And I found something in my memories, pictures that come up. And it was then that I was like, I was in costume and I was like, oh, this would be fun to post. And I was like, no, I can't do that. I'll legally get into so much trouble. She said, just the costume, you know, I wasn't even thinking about what I was wearing or what I was doing. But she added, anyway, I'm no longer allowed to talk about anything having to do with that show. So they all had to sign these legal things saying that this shall never be mentioned again. We will not let anyone know what the hell was going on with
this. It really must have been bad. It really must have been just awful. And by the way, I never was going to be on board with that. I watched every episode of Game of Thrones. I'm not interested in prequels or spinoffs.
Yes, no, don't, I'm not. Yeah, of course you are.
No.
Of course
no,
you are. You're going to watch it. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I guarantee you.
You wouldn't watch a Game of Thrones prequel or sequel?
No, because I know what happens after the episode. I know eventually what happens. So, no.
I don't. Are you sure? Sure there won't be more wizardry and sorcery?
I'm sure there'll be more dragons than we know what to do with.
We can flush a toilet if it helps.
That's actually the name of the show. It's flush more dragons than we know what to do with. It's like, look
dragons,
at all
dragons everywhere you turn.
And then finally, Bill Murray got a cease and desist letter from the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Apparently, I guess that he is selling a shirt from his clothing line that's called Zero Hucks Given is the name of his golf shirts. And they use Listen to the Music in it. And then this letter comes out, which, by the way, everyone's hailing as being hysterical. And no, this might be the corniest thing I've ever read. So here is a lawyer who apparently released this on his own because he wanted the world to know that how funny he was. Let me read this to you. Dear Mr. Murray, we're writing behalf of our clients, the Doobie Brothers. The Doobie Brothers perform and recorded the songs Listen to the Music. It's a fine song. I know you agree because you keep using it in ads for your Zero Hucks Given golf shirts. However, given that you haven't paid to use it, maybe you should change the company name to Zero Bucks Given.
When are the Doobie Brothers going to respond to Rerun still being trapped in jail? All he did was tape the show. And he was under a lot of pressure for diner.
Most of it was just eating popcorn. That's all the microphone picked up.
But still, I mean, he rots in jail as we speak.
Yeah.
See, I thought that they ended up getting the dude, remember?
They did, but then he somehow pleaded out and Rerun ended up back in the system.
I'm a nice man.
It always happens. Poor Rerun.
You haven't heard Dwayne, pleas as he reaches out, please. All I asked was which Doobie you be. Ladies and gentlemen, that is reference to a show called What's Happening, a 1976 sitcom in which one of the characters Rerun illegally taped the Doobie Brothers in a two-part episode that showed about three full Doobie Brothers songs in a 22-minute show. All right, everyone, enjoy your weekend. I'll be up in Carlisle, Massachusetts tomorrow morning watching my son play baseball.
Enjoy.
I will. Everyone have a great day. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.